ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 16 ದೈವಾಸುರ ಸಂಪತ್ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗ. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 10. ಕಾಮಮಾಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ದುಷ್ಪೂರಂ ದಂಭಮಾನಮದಾನ್ವಿತಾಃ ಮೋಹಾತ್ ಗೃಹೀತ್ವಾ ಸದ್ಗ್ರಾಹಾನ್ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಂತೆ ಶುಚಿವ್ರತಾಃ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಟೂ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ Kama and Krodha, which in due course will lead a person to all other evils also. So the basic two characters, Kama and Krodha. So Krishna will say in the later portion actually, the basic problem is Kama, Krodha and Lobha. And in the third chapter, Krishna said Kama and Krodha are the basis. Here he is adding one more, namely Lobha, which are the foundation. Once this foundation is there, a multi-storied building of so many other things, dambam, manam, madam, matsaryam, himsa, all those things, they all start to come. Here Krishna is talking about kama. Kamam ashritya. They take to desires, those people, they take to desires. And what desire? Not dharma kamaha, nor moksha kamaha. Either no desire for either dharma or moksha, but it is for artha and kama. And what type of desire it is? Dushpuram kamam. A kama which can never be fulfilled. Dushpuram. Dukkena puranam yasya. Dushpuram. Puram means what? Puranam. Fulfillment. So duhu means dukkham. Impossible. One cannot be fulfilled at all. But the beauty is, it will appear as though it will be fulfilling. That is the peculiar quality of desire, kama. If it is known in the beginning itself, we may withdraw perhaps. But it will appear as though with that one thing, everything will be over. That's what people will think. I can happily retire and attend Gita classes or Vedanta classes, but something else will come. That's what they will think. Waves after waves after waves. That is the end. Therefore, it is a misleading one, like the horizon. It seems to meet there. You know, when you look at the horizon, it seems to meet at the end of the ocean, whatever it is. When you go there, it goes further and further. That is how desires are. So, we will keep going round and round and round, but never will be fulfilled. And dambamana madanvitaha. So, we know all these words actually before, because we have already seen all of them. Damba means pomp and show. Damba. Amanitva, madambitva, mahimsa, akshantihi, arjavam. We have seen all those things earlier. Damba means pomp and show, showness. And then manam. We have seen this also, superiority complex. Atmani, pujyatva, bhavana. We defined it the same way earlier also. So we have seen this in great detail in the 13th chapter. And also in this chapter shloka, fourth shloka also we have seen. And then madaha. Madaha is arrogance. Arrogance or haughtiness. That because of which a person insults other people. Especially the elders, one is insulting. Mahat avadhirana hetuhu mada. And mahat means elders. And avadhirana means looking down upon elders. So mahat avadhirana. So all those people insulting. Such a tendency is called mada. And this also we have seen in the fourth shloka, but with a different word. There it was darpaha. Darpaha means arrogance. Here it is madam. And anvitaha, endowed with. Anvitaha means endowed with all these, full of all these evil characters. Not only that, they also have got various resolves. They have got various vratam. Just as a seeker, he has got lot of vratam, like, you know, satya vrata. And, you know, Mauna Vrata, they have got Soyekadashi Vrata, all those things they have. Here Krishna says, these Asuric people also have lot of Vratas. What those Vratas are? Asuchivrataha. Asuchivrataha. So all evil resolves. Asuchi. Not Suchi means all good ones. Asuchi. That I will enjoy this pleasure. I will harm that person. That I will destroy his business. All those kinds of, they got all those things. Grahaha means here idea, vritti or a view. That is what they have. Asat, that which is evil, adharmic. Sat means dharma. Here it's not mithya, it is asat. Asat is all these evil things. So asat grahan grihitva, by holding on to adharmic practices, evil views. Because of what? Mohat, again, by delusion. Aviveka, viveka, discrimination. Aviveka, between sad, again, sadgrahaha, dharmic view, and asadgrahaha, adharmic view. He does not have discrimination between them at all. What is dharmic and what is adharmic? Because the peculiarity of maya is what? Adharmic method will appear to be a shortcut and easy method many times. By corrupt method, we can earn quickly. People will think. By proper method, we cannot earn at all. Therefore, our temptation will be always towards adharma only. Very tempting. So these people take to the easy path, and having taken that, pravartante, they work, they strive, they take the evil path and strive to gain whatever they want to gain. Their rituals and pujas, they will be all tamasic variety only, like, you know, paishacha puja, people, you know, there are all those kinds of pujas they do, and smashana vasaha, so to get various evil powers, as described, they are all described there. So abhicharika karmas, they will do evil ways to destroy others also. So either they don't do puja themselves, or if they do, it will all be the tamasic variety, not the sattvic variety. Like tamasic deity, tamasic puja, tamasic naivedyam, like mamsam and all that thing. So all these practices they adopt to. Shloka 11. Chintam aparimeyancha pralayantam upashritaha kamo paboga parama etavaditi nischitaha. So the tragedy of such people is what now? That by these questionable methods of trying to gain this and that, they might have perhaps acquired a lot, and they might have even destroyed a lot. But the greatest tragedy is they do not have peace of mind. What is the basic thing? Peace of mind. They may have plenty of cars, so many Rolls Royce cars, some Swamiji used to have long, long ago, bank balance, servants, all things except peace of mind. They won't have friends also. Since they are dishonest, they cannot trust anyone. They are themselves dishonest. They can never trust another person also. Everyone is their enemy. They are afraid of everyone. Not only that, they will be always worried whether the other people will reveal their secrets also. And so they lead a very lonely life with all these things, without peace. And what is the use of all their wealth if it cannot give basic happiness, friends, peace? If they cannot give, what is the use of all of them? The problem is, after some time of their entry into such habits, they do not know how to get out also. They get addicted. They have to continue like that till the end and die. And so Krishna says, chintam upashritaha. They are taken to worry, chinta. Okay. How much? Aparimeyam, immeasurable. It is not, it can immensely worried. They are all the time worried. Sleepless nights. Not only that, since they have to tell lot of lies, they have to remember what all the lies they have already told, to whom. They should be consistent. The greatest problem in telling a lie is one has to be consistent all the time. Because the next lie must be in keeping with the previous lie. He should always make sure that those people are not seen together if he has told two different things to two different people. So you should create a third lie to sort out these two. If it is arjavam, arjava means straightforwardness, then that person will be very comfortable if he is straightforward. And so, aparimeyam chinta. So immense worry. Okay, for how long he will be worried? It is for a week or a month? No, Krishna says, pralayantam upashritaha. Here pralaya means maranam. So till maranam, they worry till their death, they can buy everything except peace of mind. That's what they can. If only peace is available somewhere, they would have ordered it in plenty. Instead of peace of mind, they have only pieces of mind, as Swamiji says. And so worried till what is their goal? Kama upaboga parama. And once worry overtakes them, then it becomes the biggest cycle. And to suppress the worry, what does he do? One takes to, again, apparent pleasures. So what I can indulge in apparent pleasures and forget the worries. That's what they are concerned all the time. Pleasures will be resorted to initially for pleasures, but later it will be for escapism. How to escape from worries. In this alone comes all kind of drinking, smoking, drugging, bluffing. All those things come because of all this. So kama upaboga parama. Here kamaha means vishayaha. Vishayaha kamyate iti kama. All these vishayas. So upaboga means enjoyment. Paramaha means ultimate goal. So sensual pleasure alone is their ultimate goal. So vishaya upabogaha eva paramaha. So eshante. Why? Because no dharma and there is no moksha either. There is no other higher goal in life at all. So Krishna himself says, etavat iti nischitaha. Life itself is this much only. That's all. Yavat jivet, sukham jivet. This is the Charvaka philosophy. As long as you live, sukham jivet. Live comfortably. Shariram is the atma. Kama is the purushartha. Only these two things for them, for the Charvakas. Only we are telling sthula, sukshma, karna, shariraat, vyatiriktaha, avastatraya, sakshi, panchakosha, vilakshanaha, atma, sachidananda, sarupaha. We are only telling. Charvakas don't tell that. All the material people, they don't tell any of those. Why do you worry about all these at all? Shariram eva atma. Body alone is atma. Kama eva purushartaha. Kama alone is the only goal. And maranam eva muktihi. You die, that's mukti, that's all. That philosophy is over. So yavat jivet, sukham jivet. Be happy as long as you live. Don't waste time on sense control, mind control, that control, this control. No, be comfortable. Allow the mind to go anywhere as it wants. Eat well. But if money is not there, what will you do? Runam krutva gritam pibet. Borrow money and eat well. If money is not there, borrow money from somebody else. So then we have to return. What to do? It is his problem to collect. It is not my problem to return. It is his problem to collect. So if you don't return, you will get papam. You will take janma again. So basmi bhutasya dehasya punar agamanam kutaha. Who said there is punar janma? Because they don't believe in punar janma and all that. Who said? Once the body is burnt and when it mingles with the earth, the body will never come back. It is gone. At least in other religions, they bury. There may be a chance it might come back. But here, even that is not there. Completely burnt and reduced to ashes. So this is called Charvaka philosophy. So he says, etavat iti nischitaha. Actually, in the Kathopanishad, we already saw that. Na samparayaham pratibhati balam pramadyantam vitta mohena moodham. Ayam loko nasti parayiti mani puna punar vashama padyate me. So Yamadharmaraja, he says in Kathopanishad, we already saw that the way to moksha, that is not apparent to the ignorant person who is very childish, who can be befooled by the glamour of wealth. Most people get, you know, glamour of wealth fools them. This is the only world, he thinks. There is no other world. So he falls again and again under my sway. Sway, Yamadharmaraja says, under his sway, death. That is what he says here. Etavate. This much means Arthakama alone. This much means Arthakama. Etavate. And that too how? Nischitaha. They have no doubts about it at all. Nischitaha. If he thinks perhaps there may be some other higher goal, there is some hope to correct them. But Krishna says, these people are not even open people, but nischitaha. They are very definite that there is no punya, papa, swarga, naraka, no ishvara, no moksha. They are very clear about all this. And samshayaha asti, we can call them for inquiry. If you call them, because inquiry is where there is doubt. When they have no doubt about this, what will you do? Only pray for them. That is all you can do. You can do nothing about it. Shloka 12. Asha pasa satair baddhaha kama krodha parayanaha ihante kama bhogartham anyaye nartha sanchayan. Asha pasa satai baddhaha. This we can understand easily. They are bound by thick ropes. Pashaha means rope. What type of rope? not the local rope, but Asha Pasaha, the rope called the Asha, expectation. Asha is expectation. I want this, I want that, expectation. So expecting something for which they don't know the means or no means at all. Anyway, we'll explain. In Sanskrit, there are two ways, two words, Asha and Pratiksha. There are two words are there. We have seen in Kathopanishad actually, Asha Pratikshe Sangatam Sunrutancha Ishtapurte Putra Pasugischa Sarvan. We saw it in Kathopanishad. Pratiksha means what? Expecting something which you know can be definitely attained. That is Pratiksha. You know this is the way. This is how it should be done. It will come next year. I know. Clear. This is called Pratiksha. Expectation that you definitely know. For example, you have an appointment with someone at 7 p.m. You expect him at 7 and he comes. Suppose if you don't have an appointment at all, and if you think by chance, if the other person comes today, I can see him. Now, here you have not planned, you have not informed him, but only a wild expectation. This we call it as Asha. Lottery is Pratiksha or Asha, for example, when we buy lottery tickets. Is it Asha or Pratiksha? It is Asha only. But if somebody gets a bonus at work, bonus, how will you classify bonus? Bonus, you may know yearly they give this much. There is X percentage of bonus every year they give. That is Pratiksha. So in Pratiksha, there is some meaning. But in Asha, it is wild. Often expecting the impossible, lottery, very wild hope. And these people are full of Asha only, these Asuric people. And but such ashas they are. Baddaha, they are bound. All those ashas, they are bound. They are not free. Here, baddaha should not be taken literally. It's only figurative. It's not baddha. Not bound means it's figurative. Mind is bound means what? It is not free. If you go and try to converse with them for 10 minutes, they cannot even listen for 5 minutes. Because they cannot. So even material enjoyment, they cannot have. No relaxed mind at all. Mind is always occupied, going here and there. Then Kama Krodha Parayanaha, full of, they are committed only to two sadhanas, either Kama or Krodha. So they alone are the greatest things for them, Kama and Krodha. So Param Ayanam, Param Lakshyam, Paramaha Arthaha, the greatest wealth for them is what? Kamaha Krodha only. And once Kama has occupied the mind, then it will not keep quiet until it is fulfilled. Any Kama is a bug till it is fulfilled. I have to buy this, next month's budget, next year's bonus. We make all these plans. And so he says, if Kama has to be fulfilled by possessing an object, object can be possessed by paying the money. And so money is required to fulfill every Kama. And so Artha Sanchayan Ihante. They desire to attain Artha Sanchayam. Artha Sanchayam. Sanchaya means collection. A plenty of wealth, collection of wealth they want. For what purpose? Money itself is not directly useful. Money is for Kama Bogartham, for the enjoyment of Kamaha, Vishayaha. So, Kama Bogartham, for sense pleasures, they desire to get wealth. And as we said earlier, for the mind desiring job, the mind desiring job is easier for the mind to desire. It does not take much time at all to desire anything. But fulfilling the desire or earning the wealth required to fulfill the desire, that takes a lot of time. So for example, to desire a car, how much time is required? Not even a minute. But to get a car, so much time is required. So Artha Sanchayan Ihante, they desire, they strive for them. And they are not able to keep up with the pace of these desires. Desires are so much overflowing. They are not able to keep up with the pace. And that is what Swamiji tells actually very nicely. Happiness is equal to number of desires fulfilled divided by number of desires you have. For example, you have 4 desires and you have fulfilled only 1. Then your happiness is 1/4 or 25%. If it is 2 desires fulfilled, it is 50% happiness. So our aim is go on fulfilling desires till you reach 100%, Purnam. But what has happened? You fulfilled 1 desire, but instead of the original 4, your desire increased by another and became 5. So you ever remain unfulfilled only. After some time, the denominator increases in geometric proportions. So I struggled for the full length of my life without fulfillment. Oh, desires are increasing all the time. And so, anyayena, by improper methods, artha sanchayan ihante, all the time bothered about money only, not for doing noble karmas, like helping others and all that, but only for kama bhogartham, only for selfish indulgence. Shloka 13. Idam adhyamaya labdham imam prapsye manoratham idam asti idam apime bhavishyati punardhanam. In these three shlokas, Krishna gives the thinking process of the asuric people. How do they think? What thoughts occupy their minds always? After all, thoughts determine the character of the person anyway. If we keep, you know, a diary and record our thoughts, soon we will know whether we are in Daivi group or Asuric group. He says, this Asuric person, what does he think? Actually, these shlokas should be put in quotation. Shlokas 13, 14 and 15. Idam adhyam maya labdham. This has been accomplished by me today. This means this artha or this kama, this desire or this wealth, whatever it is, accomplished by me today. That is, this desire has been fulfilled or this much money has been earned. Okay, then am I happy? No, I have got a higher target. Imam manoratham prapsye. If I keep the same profit line or earning process, I will fulfill the other desire also in future. Manoratham. Manoratham means again desire. So the ratham, the chariot of the mind, manoratham. Similarly, the desire also keeps running in the mind all the time. So much of desires, new desires. So the desires are called manoratham in Sanskrit. So imam manoratham prapsye. I will get next month or next year, all the time projecting the profit and trying to reach a target. Before even one got a rise, already he has spent it in the mind. Once that is reached, then the next projection comes. It goes on and on and on. And in the second line, idam dhanam me asti. So this much money I possess now, idam dhanam me asti. So calculating from all the sources, shares, bank accounts, this, that and all, that interest, this interest, dividends, keep calculating every day. We cannot ignore our financial security, all right, that's true. But when that becomes obsession, when that becomes a worry, that is condemned. You should always be careful. Vedanta never says you should not be aspiring for financial security. Yes, that should not become an obsession or a worry. Krishna never tells, don't look into your assets at all. Yes, he never says be careless and all. That is not possible, especially for a grahastha. For a sannyasi, maybe it is a different thing. So, ananya chintayanto mam yajana paripasate. He should not bother about preserving anything at all. But grihasthas have to take care of income, expenditure, planning. All those things have to be done. But that should not become an obsession or a worry. Then that becomes dangerous. Whereas these people, 24 hours, they are worried. They are only worried. Their thoughts are only in this. So, idam dhanam me asti. I have got this money. What will be the interest? Ordinary interest, compounded interest, interest on interest, all kinds of interest. Bhavishyati punardhanam. And still more money will come to me in future. That may is common to both. May idam dhanam asti, may punaha dhanam bhavishyati. Will come to me. Bhavishyati means will come to me in the future. Shloka 14. Asau mayahata shatruho hanishye cha paranapi. Ishwarohamaham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. So in the previous shloka, kama has been said, and in this shloka, krodha is being said. That is, he continues calculating all the time. Suppose he finds some obstacles come on the way in accomplishing his desires. There is some competition from somewhere else, for example. And this product is selling more and my product is affected. That product is selling more. Then what is the next consequence of that? Initially, jealousy comes. Later, anger comes. And it can reach to such an extent that he may even think of destroying the person. Either financially he will destroy or even physically liquidate him. So he says, Asau Shatruhu Mayahataha. This enemy has been finished by me. If you read newspaper and find what are the things going on, how lives are destroyed, may not be directly, so many indirect ways. We hear that there are special people who can be rented for this purpose also. All these murders are taking place because of what? Greed, lobaha, or kamaha alone. Many of these murders, they happen. Therefore, asau shatruhu maya hataha. And at least after this, does he feel any conflict in his conscience? No. The mind becomes more hardened and becomes more insensitive. That's what mind becomes. And then a time comes, he becomes a brute and he becomes cruel. Killing others becomes like killing mosquitoes for him. If somebody is on his way, he destroys them. So he says, Aparan api hanishye. I will kill others also if they stand on my way. They will write threatening letters to them because their aim is what? They alone should be unrivaled at the top. And so Krishna says, Ishwaraha aham. These people will say, I am the Lord of all. Everybody must be subordinate to me. Now, here and all, we should be very careful because this asura also says, Ishwaraha I am. And Vedanta also says the same thing, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi. Asura also says, Ishwaroham. Jnani also says, Ishwaroham, Ishwaraha aham. And why is it that one is condemned, asura is condemned and Jnani is prostrated? Reason is very simple. When an asura says Ishwaraha aham, like Hiranyakashipu, that aham is centered on anatma. Whereas that it is foolishness, arrogance, and it is harmful to others also. Whereas when a jnani says Ishwaraha aham, that aham is not placed on anatma body, but it is placed on atma, the Sachidananda atma. And that is not arrogance at all, but it is wisdom. It is Viveka Shakti. It's fact. And it is a blessing to the society also. When such a jnani is there in a society, it is a blessing to the society also. So Asura says, Aham Ishwaraha. Then how do we know that he is Asura or not and not a jnani? How do we find that out? Look at the next word. It says, Aham Bogi. Ishwaroham. Aham Bogi. If Aham Ishwaraha was based on jnanam, will he ever say Aham Bogi? Because jnani is akarta abhokta. Bogi means here bhokta. Bhogaha asya asti iti bhogi. But the difference is, bhokta is used for anyone who experiences. But bhogi is reserved for an indulging bhokta. When one becomes a slave of pleasure, he becomes bhogi. And remember, asuras will say Aham Ishwaraha and bhogi, both they will say. But jnani will say Aham Ishwaraha abhokta asmi. I am not bhogi at all. I am abhokta akarta. Then siddhoham. I am the most accomplished person. Siddhaha, siddha purushaha. Here siddhaha means not muktaha, jnani. For a jnani also the term siddha purusha is used. In this context, siddhaha means an accomplished person. A person who has accomplished in life. Only difference is how he accomplished, that is the question. One can accomplish something through many means. Here, in spite of all the adharma and akramam, he claims, I have accomplished. He did all the adharmic ways to accomplish anything and still says, I have accomplished. Then Balavan, most powerful person I am. I can dictate terms. I can change the entire election process. I have got both money power and manpower. Both I have got. So I can do anything I want. So Balavan aham. And all these terrorists, they become rulers of the country also. Because they become, these are the people who go to adharmic ways. And how do they become? Not because people chose them, but they are Balavan. If they don't vote, their families will be they will be in trouble. So people go through all kinds of things. These are all the Asura Jana, Asura Jana, such people. Then Sukhi, I am the only happy person, Rajasik Sukham. Krishna will talk about in the 18th chapter, it is Rajasik Sukham, which will not last longer, Rajasik Sukham. So Pariname Visham Bhavati. This pleasure becomes poison, Visham Bhavati. For them later, Krishna will say in the 18th chapter, we will see at that time. Shloka 15. Adyo bijanavan asmi konyosti sadrusho mayam yakshe dasyami modishye ityajnana vimohitah. Again, the quotation continues. We already said these quotations, slokas are in quotation. These are all the words of asuras, not of Krishna. We should understand clearly. Asuras, asuric tendency, those people. So, we have to carefully note. Krishna doesn't say. He says, aham adyaha asmi. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am the most wealthy person, earned by all dubious methods. Then, abhijanavan asmi. I am a cultured person also. I am, it literally it means what? Born in a noble, respectable family. That's what abhijanaha means. That's what means. But there is no culture at all in this asura. But he claims that he is a cultured person. He is only a vulture person, as Swamiji. He is not a cultured person. And the tragedy is, because this guy has got wealth and power, everyone glorifies him also. That is the most interesting thing. They say, you know, sa naraha kulinaha, you are wonderful. No one is equal to you. They say to him, sa pandit saha panditaha, you are the pandita, greatest scholar. Saha shrutavan, you are the one who has learned the Vedas, all those things. He has not touched even any scriptures, not even, you know, attended any play, anything like that. Vidignaha, he is the one who knows what is to be done, what is not to be done. Saha eva vakta, he alone should speak in an assembly. When he is there, nobody else should speak. Sacha darshiniyaha, they even say, you are the most handsome person. Person should be looked and admired. Why? He has got only one qualification. And what is that? Sarve gunaha kanchanam ashrayante. All these things are, all these gunas are all because of kanchanam. He has got money and wealth. The moment the wealth is gone, you will find all these people who are praising, they will start praising another person who has wealth now, and so on. Nobody will come near him. So, abhijanavan asmi, I am the cultured person. And then, konyosti maya sadrishaha, which other person is there who is like me? He is asking. And all the people, his devotees, will say what? Yes, no one is there equal to you. That's what they told to all these Shumba, Nishumba, all those asuras. That's what they said. So, kaha anyaha maya sadrishaha asti. I am unrivaled, unequaled. Sadrishaha means equal. Sadrishaha, nobody is equal to him. I am unequaled. All these are expressions of manitvam, dambitvam, darpa, all those things we saw earlier. And yakshye, I shall do all kinds of rituals I will do. Yagam karishye, why? Not that suddenly he developed faith in scriptures and devotion to Lord or anything. Just to show that I can also do. I can win over some more people by this process. I can do this yajna and that yajna and try to do all kinds of, get all kinds of powers to destroy others. All Rakshasas, they did great, great penances. And poor Brahmaji or Shiva, they used to go and give them all kinds of boons. Only Vishnu has to come and remove all those the bad effects that could have been caused by these asuras by gaining these boons. So another make-believe stuff, palm, show for him, for this person, doing all these yajnas. Then dasyami, I shall give, I shall donate. That is also with the aim of glorifying himself. Oh, great Dharmavan, people will say. Further, and food for ego, for him. So every action only nurtures his ego. And that's what, even a religious action becomes a means of nurturing his ego. Krishna will talk about it actually in the 17th chapter. Even the yajna, he will divide into three types of yajnas. Sattvic yajna, rajasic yajna, tamasic yajna. So these people will be doing rajasic yajna, meant for boosting their ego. Similarly, in dhanam also, he will talk about sattvic dhanam, rajasic dhanam and tamasic dhanam, all those different. So these people will resort to all those kinds of rajasic and tamasic methods. Then modishye, I shall enjoy. In some books, it's will, modishya is there. It is not a printing mistake. In the sandhi rules, when it comes together, it is modishya. But if you separate that, then becomes modishye. After modishye, the word iti is there. And there ends the quotation mark. The word iti, that denotes the quotation, end of quotation. So up to this quotation, indicating that there are the word, they are the words of the asuric people, not of Krishna. And are they the words of wisdom? Krishna says, ajnana vimohitaha. These people are completely deluded by ignorance. Iti, in the form of these thoughts. These people are all deluded. indicating the moha of the people caused by ajnanam or ignorance. Shloka 16.
Aneka chitta vibhranta moha jala samavrutaha prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu chau.
So again Krishna continues his own words now. Aneka chitta vibhrantaha, totally deluded by endless thoughts. Aneka chitta, endless thoughts. Here thoughts means confusing thoughts. Moha vrittayaha, not ordinary thoughts, but moha vrittayaha, thoughts deluded. And what are those thoughts? Ishwaraha aham, idam maya labdham, idam manoratham prapse. So all those words which we saw earlier, these thoughts, they continue all the time in his mind. And they are deluded with these thoughts, aneka chitta vibhrantaha, and they are so preoccupied with such thoughts, they are not available for any other thinking at all. You cannot talk nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka, and all those things, sachidananda, swarupaha, none of those, panchakosha, vilakshanaha, none of them will get into their mind at all. And moha jala samavritaha, they are surrounded by the net of moha. Moha jalam, jala means net. That is, they are not available for anyone's advice also. They will not listen. Whether it is scriptures, friends, good wishes, no. Separated by their own thoughts. So, moha jalena samyak avritaha. Surrounded by the net of delusion. And kama bhogeshu prasaktaha. Totally attached to kama bhoga. In this context, kama means vishayaha. So, in some places, kama will mean desire. In some other places, kama will mean the sense objects. Here it is sense objects, vishayaha. So, kama bhogaha means enjoyment of sense objects. And prasaktaha, saktaha, attached. Prasaktaha means totally attached. Saktaha means attached. Prasaktaha, totally attached. Okay, and what can we do to them? The Lord says, even he is helpless. Lord himself is helpless because he has no time to listen to even Bhagavan also. He is so much immersed in his own secluded thoughts. Even Bhagavan also cannot help him. And even if the Lord comes, he will ask for another 1,000,000 rupees only. Even the Lord will be utilized for the continuity of his ahankara. And also for all his illegal activities. As people say, from one side they earn by questionable means. And they have got some conflict that I am doing some adharma. And so what they do? Every year leave so much money in Tirupadi Hundi and all those things, thus making the Lord also a partner to their all their akrama. So the Lord cannot do anything. He will also be used for furthering his akrama only. He will use the Lord also as a means to extend his own bad methods. So what the Lord will say? This life is written off. I can do nothing to him. They have done too much papam to change in one life. They may have to take several janmas. So what will happen to them? Ashuchau narake patanti. They should go for intensive care unit. Lord's intensive care unit is what? Is naraka. So we may call it suffering, but the Lord calls it treatment. He may call it suffering. So every suffering is only washing off their sins. And having suffered enough, the Lord will give one more chance. Remove from the ICU and send them home. See whether there is a relapse or not. Till he becomes healthy, this shock treatment will continue. What is that? Again take another janma, again birth, death, same thing will continue. So he says, Ashuchau narake patanti. Ashuchihi means, literally it is impure. Here impurity means suffering. Suffering or sorrow. So, painful naraka, they will fall into. So, don't ask me whether there is naraka at all and all those things. For the scriptures, they talk about naraka, which is not available for our perception. They are called apaurusheya vishayaha. We cannot directly prove or anything, but the scriptures say so, we believe in them. So, it is a question of belief. We cannot scientifically prove or disprove heaven and hell. So, that is why they are called apaurusheya vishayaha, as I told. Because of our faith in scriptures, we accept. The idea is what? They will get a different type of upadhi. Upadhi means body. In the next janma, they will get a different type of body. And the suffering is meant for the purification of the jivatma. For whatever sins have been committed, to purify them, they have to go through those suffering. therefore asuchau narake patanti, they fall into naraka. Shloka 17. Atma sambhavita stabdaha dhanamana matanvitaha yajante nama yajnyaiste dambena vidhi purvakam. Most of the words are already known, that's why I'm also going fast. Atma sambhavitaha, they always glorify themselves. So, asmat stutihi, always glorifying themselves. Here, atma is reflective pronoun, refers to this body, their body, mind. It's not Sachidananda atma. And sambhavana means honoring. We have seen this word actually in the second chapter itself. Akirtin chapi bhutani katayishyanti tevyayam sambhavitasya chakirtihi marana dajirichyate. We already seen that. So, the word sambhavitaha means honored. And sambhavana is the noun from honor. Noun form, there is honor. So, we think sambhavana for the priest is money. It can be any form of honor. For example, when we give sambhavana to a priest, we immediately think it's only money. It can be any kind of sambhavana, honor. So, these asuric people don't do sambhavana to other people. But they do atma sambhavana only. They do sambhavana to themselves, glorify themselves. All the time they say, I have donated this much. I only built this temple. Even God is created by him. He says all those kinds of things. Then stabdaha, they are arrogant people. We have seen actually these two words before. So one was darpaha and another was madaha. Now it is stabdaha. Stabdaha means arrogant. Literally stabdaha means a stunned tree. Because of lightning, etc., a tree is just stunned. Then on no growth and it remains stiff. That stiff tree is called stabdaha. So also a stiff person is also called a stabdaha. Means he will not bend at all. He is very arrogant person. He will not respect others. He cannot prostrate to others. This is not a physical stiffness, but it is a psychological stiffness. How can I bend for others? Disrespectful to others, such a person. Then dana mana matanvitaha. They are full of manam and matam. Caused by dhanam. Dhanam means all the wealth and all. Manam means glorifying oneself. So, atma sambhavana is called manam here. And stabda. Stabda is madam. So, this manam and madam, arrogance and all have come to them because of their wealth, dhanam. So, actually, Bhajagovindam Acharya nicely says, Makuru dhanajana yavana garvam harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Makuru dana jana yavana garvam, dana garvam, that is called here dana manas samanita, madanvita. And what they do, yajante nama yajnyaihi, they also do lot of yajnyas, but what type of yajnyas? Nama yajnyaihi, nama matra yajnyaha, in Hindi we call it namke vaste, you know, they are yajnya only in name, called yajnya by name only, but nothing, no yajnya at all in that. The main ingredient of yajna is what? That is, if you remember the 9th chapter, patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, yome, bhaktya prayachati, bhaktya. It is not the offering of our mantra or dakshina or to that makes the yajna. Yajna is one where the attitude of Ishwara arpanam is there, bhakti is there. Except that everything else is there for him. So Krishna says, this is nama yajnyaihi, namke vaste yajnyaihi. There is no soul in the yajna at all. It is a dead body like thing. It is only a physical process without the soul called bhakti. Okay, if they don't have devotion, why should they spend this much money and effort for yajna? Krishna says there is a purpose for them. Dambena, dambaha, showing his glory. So, this he is trying to show his glory. He wants to show off to others that he can also do great rituals. And so he will take care only of those items which others will recognize. Whether it is decoration, number of people, feeding, all those things. He will only look at all of them. When actually chanting of a mantra, etc. comes, there he will not be there at all. He will be in all other places. He will not sit and listen to any of these mantras. So Krishna says, avidhi purvakam. There is no vidhi at all. Avidhi. So that means the rules of the shastras are all completely violated by him. He does yajna violating the rules of the scriptures. Krishna, what he will talk about this yajna later in the 17th chapter, he will call it tamasik yajna. We are going to see that. Vidihinam asrishtanam mantrahinam అదక్షిణం శ్రద్ధావిరహితం యజ్ఞం తామసం పరిచక్షతే. సో హీ విల్ సే ఇట్ దేర్. సో దంబేన రెఫర్స్ టు రాజసిక్ అండ్ అవిధిపూర్వకం రెఫర్స్ టు తామసిక్ బోత్. హీ ఈస్ బిట్వీన్ రాజసిక్ అండ్ తామసిక్. నెవర్ హీ కమ్స్ టు సాత్విక్ యాటిట్యూడ్ అట్ ఆల్. శ్లోక 18.
అహంకారం బలం దర్పం కామం క్రోధం చ సంశ్రితాః మామాత్మ పరదేహేషు ప్రద్విషంతోభ్యసూయకాః.
సో హియర్ కృష్ణ సేస్ దే ఆర్ ది ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఈవిల్, బికాస్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ వాట్, వెన్ వన్ ఈవిల్ కమ్స్ ఆల్ అదర్ ఈవిల్స్ విల్ ఆటోమేటికలీ ఫాలో. యాజ్ ద రూల్ గోస్ బర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సేమ్ ఫెదర్ దే ఫ్లాక్ టుగెదర్. ఆల్ ఈవిల్స్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ వై కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ కామ ఏష క్రోధ ఏష. సో కామ అండ్ క్రోధ ఆర్ నాట్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ ఈవిల్స్. Kama itself becomes krodha when it is obstructed. When kama is fulfilled, it becomes greed. When kama is obstructed, it becomes either fear or krodha. Kama itself becomes lobha when it is fulfilled also. So kama itself becomes matsaryam, jealousy. When the other person also wants the same thing, there is competition. So if we analyze, all evils are all only interconnected. That is why if you destroy one fundamental evil, namely kama, all other evils are also simultaneously destroyed. That is why in the third chapter, Krishna talked about tackling kama only, desire only. He does not deal with other evils separately, because if this is tackled, others will automatically get tackled. In fact, this is true with Daivi Sampatha also. If we give our life to follow one good value, all other values will automatically come. For example, a person wants to say, I will say only truth only from today onwards. Then in maintaining that particular virtue, all other good virtues also automatically will follow. So it is advantageous at the Daivi Sampath level and it becomes disadvantageous at the Asuri Sampath level. Daivi Sampath, one good value leads to all other good values. In Asuri Sampath, one bad value brings all bad values. And here, these people are embodiment of Ahankara, Balam, Darpam, Kamam, Krodham, all those things. Most of the words already we know. Ahankara is vanity. Or Pujyatva Bhavana, or Manam, superiority complex. That is Ahankara. We should remember that we are not talking about the Vedantic Ahankara. Not that Ahankara. In the context of Vedanta, Ahankara has one meaning. In the context of values, Dharma, Ahankara has another meaning. In the context of Vedanta, what Ahankara means? Ahankara means Anatmani Abhimanam. Identification with Anatma is called Ahankara. This Ahankara is common for a dharmic person and adharmic person, for both of them. Because he has got Abhimana with the Anatma, namely body. That is Ahankara. As long as self-ignorance continues, Ahankara will be there, whether he is a good person or a bad person. So a person may follow Dharma well, and so he is great. But as long as he has not come to Vedanta, he will have Dehabhimanam. So Vedantic Ahankara is common to Dharmic Purushaha, Devi Sampannaha, as well as Asuri Sampannaha, for both of them. So we are not talking about that Ahankara which is common to both. Then what are we talking about here? The other Ahankara which we use in common parlance, Manitvam, which is a problem at Dharma Adharma level. And this Ahankara is only in Asura Janaha and not there in Daivi Sampannaha. So because the dharmic person is humbled, he has got Abhimanam, that is Dehatma Buddhi, that is there all right, but still he is humbled. So Ahankaram means vanity. That Balam, that power, and that too, what type of Balam? Krishna said it actually in the 7th chapter. He said, Balam Balavatam Asmi Kama Raga Vivarjitam. He talked about two types of balam. A power mixed with kama, raga. That is one power which is cruel, which is brute. And there is another power which is free from kama and raga. Raga is attachment, desire and attachment, kama and raga. Bhima also was powerful and so was Duryodhana. But there was one difference. Rama was also powerful and so was Ravana. So again, pure power, and one is pure power. Rama's power is pure power. Bhima's power is pure power, whereas Duryodhana's power and Ravana's power, they are all impure power. So here, Balam stands for the brute power, the rakshasic power, cruel power. Then darpam, we have seen that also, madam, and stabdaha, arrogance. So all these things, it has occurred, all these terms have occurred in the same chapter itself many times. Then kama, kama means desire, krodha, anger, samshritaha, they have resorted to all these evils. These asuric people have resorted to all these evils. And in the second line, abhyasu yaktaha means they are full of asuya. Abhyasuya. Asuya means the word also we have seen in the third chapter. Yetvad abhyasuyantaha nanutishtanti me matam. In the ninth chapter also we have already seen. So, pravakshyam anasuyave. We have already seen that also. So, word asuya and anasuya, they have come often. It is not the people who are Tamilians, the asuya is different. In Sanskrit, it means what? Finding fault with a good thing. In asuya, in Tamil, it is mostly considered as jealousy and all. Here, it is not like that. It is finding fault with a good thing. Guneshu dosha drishtihi. That is called asuya. So, even if there is a good object to look for dosha in them. Someone gave, for example, an example of flies. You know the flies? It always sits only on dirty places, regardless of however clean the other places. That is the nature of a fly. It will always sit in a dirty place only. Similarly, some minds, they try to see only the weakness of others. 1,000 good qualities will not be seen at all. Only one weakness alone will be seen by this guy. Not only that, they dwell upon that weakness also. So, noble man is like a honeybee, always going to flowers and taking the honey. And an evil man is like a fly, always sitting on filth and slum. Actually, there is a beautiful saying also. So, these people, the makshikaha vranam ichanti. Similarly, all these flies and all, they look only for those things, filthy things. Similarly, these people, even if they read scriptures, there also they will see only some funny stories and go on dwelling on them. They will forget why such a story was put, but they will go on telling the story only again and again. Oh, this scripture said this, that and all. So, the finding fault mind or slandering mind is called abhyasuyakaha. And here particularly, we are talking about their asuya of scriptures. And what do they do? Mam pradvishantaha. They hate me. They don't like God. Why? Because they don't have godly virtues. Devi sampati is not there with these asura people. So they hate God. Only when I have godly virtues, I will be attracted towards God, who is supposed to be the embodiment of all virtues. So, God being sarvaguna sampannaha, if I should be attracted towards God, I should have the virtues at least to some extent. Then only I'll be attracted towards Him. If I got vices, then God will only ripple away. Not only God, even godly men, good people also will get out of me. Seeing saints is an irritation to Him. He doesn't want all these people who are wearing all these saffron robes. You know, they are all lazy people trying to make a living, cheating others, telling this, that and all this Vedanta. That's what they will say. Because seeing them reminds them of their vices. He cannot read scriptures because it condemns his vices. Scriptures always say these vices, it condemns all the vices. But he is an embodiment of vices. How he can like scriptures? Never. So, all these become a repelling thing for him because of his evil qualities, vices. So, Krishna says, Mam pradvishantaha, they hate me. And where am I? Atma para deheshu. I am dwelling in their very body as well as in all others. Here, Atma is again reflective pronoun. So, in their body. So, swapara deheshu, they scold me. Those people, they scold me, the Lord who is in their very body and in all other bodies also. Such a Lord, they even scold that Lord. Sloka 19. Tanaham dvishata kruran samsareshu naradhaman shipam yajasrama shubhan asurishveva yonishu. So what will the Lord do with them is being said here in this sloka. Giving once again the description of their nature. Tan dishataha, those people who are the haters of God, Dushataha, who is very much in them also, that God is in them also, but they hate them, hate the Lord. And every vice that they practice is injustice done to the divine presence of the Lord here. The Lord is in the body, in him. Every injustice, every vice is an injustice done to the Lord. That is why they ask us to put vibhuti, chandanam, kungumam, namam. Because these marks, they indicate deho devalaya proktaha. So your body is a temple. And within that temple, the Atma is Ishvara. Just as being in the temple, you have to be virtuous. In a temple, how you will be virtuous and try to be dharmic? You have to be like that, treat the body. Similarly, you are even ever in the presence of the Lord. Any adharma that you do is very insult to the Lord who is present in you. That is why we put vibhuti at all. Of course, I don't see my vibhuti. I see others' vibhuti only. But when you also put, I am reminded, it creates a God-fearing tendency in me. When I see others putting all these marks, then it gives me the tendency. It will be deterrent to bad acts. But these people are blissfully ignorant. And every bad thing they do is an open insult to me. This is what Lord says. Whom I am in them, the person who is in them, it's an open insult to me. And then he says, they hate and insult me, who is very much I am in them. So, kruraha means cruel, adharmikan, so dharma varjitan, so such a person. So, ahimsa is dharma for him. So, himsa is adharma, ahimsa is dharma, himsa is adharma. But for this person, ahimsa only is his dharma. And naradaman, lowest among humans. So, Krishna uses the word naraha because even though they don't deserve to be called humans, they are animals only, but still, unfortunately, they have a human body. But mentally, they are only animals. So, they are lowliest of humans. And what do I do for them? Ajasram kshipami. I shall constantly throw them. Ajasram kshipami. Where will I throw them? Asurishu yonishu. Into the asura wombs, tamasic wombs only. So they will have rebirth again and again and again only in such kind of birth. That indicates what? Either tamasic humans, tamasic animals, or tamasic plants. They will be born only in any of them. Samsareshu, in samsara. So samsareshu, asurishu, yonishu, aham kshipami. I will throw them into any of those births. Ajasram means again and again. So Krishna will explain the word actually in the next shloka. And Ashubhan, and those two inauspicious actions, they are also Amangalakarthrun. So these are all inauspicious actions. They will again be thrown into those kinds of janmas again and again. So we will see shloka 20 in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।